I want to pay tribute today to a good man who happened to be my uncle, Dr. Willis B. Dobson. He earned his Ph.D. in Shakespearean English at the University of Texas and served for more than 40 years as a humble professor at a small Christian college. He worked for peanuts compared to what he could have earned at a state university, but there was something more important to him than money. Shortly after he retired, his beloved wife Naomi succumbed to cancer, and we expected him to wither and die without her. Instead, he simply rededicated his life to the service of others. At 70 years of age, he began a taxi service for what he called old people. He set up a refreshment stand for the trash collectors in front of his house, serving hot chocolate in the winter and cold Cokes in the summer. One frigid night in December, Uncle Willis, as I called him, and his son Bill were walking in downtown Oklahoma City when they passed a drunken old man sitting on the curb. Willis suddenly stopped, went back, and placed his overcoat around the man's shoulders. "Why'd you do that?" asked Bill. "That coat's brand new." "Because," he said, "I have two coats, and that man has none." A few years later, Dr. Willis B. Dobson died early one Sunday morning. He never received great acclaim or notoriety for his selfless commitment to others, but he was certainly a hero and a role model to me.
To find out how you can partner with Family Talk, go to drjamesdobson.org.